This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. Who are you?
Dan.
That's good. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, like what, sorry?
Anything. About your personality?
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm 21, and I only lived in Whanganui for coming on 2 years, so I'm originally from Tauranga.
Mm. And in Auckland once.
Yeah, I lived there for a year, I was attending life psychology. I don't know what else to say about me.
Personality.
Hey?
Personality.
Personality I think is alright, yeah. Hmm. I think you're one of those, I'm one of those people that you actually have to, I don't know, either love me or hate me, it's one of those things, so yeah. It can be quite controversial.
So I've heard, you know. And what's your interests or hobbies?
Interests and hobbies. There's a hard one. I hate that. I'm not allowed to swear.
You're allowed to swear.
Oh, okay. I really hate that question. I'm one of those people that I go with the flow, and whatever comes my way, I do it. Like
no pun intended.
Nothing.
No pun intended.
I go with the flow, and whatever comes the way I do it, and I like to try different new things all the time, so there's all sorts of different stuff I like to do. Kayaking and rowing is real cool. And it's really cool to do it here in Whanganui with the river and shit.
With the muddy water as well.
It's not mud, it's silt.
Salt.
I explained that to you today. Our river's actually relatively clean. It's not as polluted as the Manawatu River, even though the Manawatu River doesn't look as bad and ours looks worse, but it's the silt. We've got a really bad silt problem. And like I said, our river doesn't have much seaweed, so basically it's just sand and
It's quite close to the sea as well.
Yeah, we saw that today.
Yeah, but the people who are listening just don't see it.
What's close to the beach?
The river.
Of course, rivers are generally connected to
sea. Yeah, true. So, what's your original sex?
Well, I'm definitely not a female. I'm a boy, yeah.
You're a boy?
You're
a gender. Man!
Yeah.
What's your gender identity?
Gay.
No, that's your sexuality identity.
Oh.
Your gender identity is male.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah.
Culture identity?
Eh?
Culture identity, like.
I'm Māori. Well, New Zealand Māori. Yeah.
And how do you express yourself? Like masculine or feminine or.
I don't like to live by titles. I think I'm just me, so whatever that is, I have no idea.
I am me!
I can be a bit of both. Like, you know, when I'm around gay people, obviously I'm like, hey! But, you know, obviously when I'm with the boys, it's like, bro, what's up? You know, I can be a bit of both. I just be myself, really.
Okay. So when did you first realise?
Realise what?
When you're about your sexuality.
Oh, okay. I started to realise at intermediate school.
Yeah, okay. How did you feel?
At first, because I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness, so at first I was scared because obviously it's not really accepted and it's you know, it's sin. Well, I don't believe that now. So yeah, at first I was freaking out and I didn't want it to happen. But, you know.
So in the intermediate school, did you like see a boy across the class and you felt quite interested in him or something like that? Not as dramatic.
Yeah, not as dramatic. It wasn't like, you know, you looked in each other's eyes and it was love. No, I just noticing, at intermediate school you're all young and immature and, you know, boys are saying, oh, this chick's hot and all this shit. But in my head, like, I'd be like, yeah, she's hot as. But in my head, I'm like, damn, you're much finer than her. Like, you know, it was just crazy. I just felt differently to other people.
It's like, yeah, she's hot, but I just look at her best friend. Like him.
Yeah. It's pretty much like that, eh?
Yeah. So, did you went through a stage where you didn't accept your sexuality?
I don't think it was not accepting it. I was just in denial. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe I was.
Denial, that's the word.
Yeah. I didn't... believe I was gay. Like, you know, trying to say to myself that it is not who I am. So yeah, more in denial, nothing else, yeah.
Yeah. Did you went for a stage where you fought you to keep your sexuality a secret?
Yeah, definitely. Even to this day, which I don't, but, you know, sometimes I have to, like, back myself and be like, no, this is me. I left the Jehovah's Witnesses when I was 16 years old, so I didn't actually really come out till I was, about 6, towards the end, before I was turning 17, so... where was it going with this?
Did you feel that you had to keep it a secret?
After I left Jehovah's Witnesses, I was 16, and then, there was a time period where I got into the alcohol, the drugs, and all that stuff. After that, I started going to another church, where I became a Christian, and so obviously being involved with the church and stuff, then there were times where obviously I was scared because, you know, so there were many times I had to keep a secret. In saying that, I don't believe, you know, some people say, oh, I came out of the closet and I announced it to this person. I don't believe people have to announce, you know, go around telling people, because no one walks into a room and says, oh, by the way, guys, I'm straight. So I didn't feel that I had to do that myself. So when it came to church and other things like that, I didn't actually tell anyone. You know, I did come to realization, yeah, I'm out, you know, not in the closet or anything like that. I don't believe in being in the closet. So I didn't announce it to anyone, but when it did come across, when someone did, like, you know, nudge, hey, by the way, are you gay? And, like, I could say to myself, yeah, I am, but then saying it to actual people and actually saying it to them was a bit real nerve-wracking. So I think that's the only sort of way that I didn't come out, per se, to people.
So who was the first person that found out that you were gay?
That's really hard. I think the first people I really actually told were my, you know, strangers, you know, they don't care. But I told my sisters, and my mum. It was real funny how I told her, but anyway, when I first came out, I was bisexual, so, you know, I was, you know, would tell, you know, my mum and my sisters, I was like, yeah, bisexual, but it obviously changed since then, and it sort of just progressed. That's why I find this question so hard, because no one really found out per se. I just carried on with my life, and that's hard.
Yeah, does your family know?
Yeah, all of my family know. And to be honest, I am the only gay person in my family. The only one that I know of. Yeah, there could be more out there, I have no idea. Majority of my family are Jehovah's Witnesses. And other religions, but that's the main one.
How did they react when they found out?
My mum, it was real funny when I came out to my mum, because my sister didn't really care. They're just like, oh, that's cool. My mum, basically, a guy that I was going out with at the time, we had taken photos of ourselves, and they're obviously not photos that straight guys do. Like, we were in bed, like, shirts off, and we're lying there like cheesy ears. And I got into an argument with her, and what I did is I stuck a photo as my screensaver, and I got into an argument with my parents, and I was so fucking pissed off. So I grabbed my phone and I threw it at my mum, and she picked it up, and she saw my screensaver, and it was a picture of me and my partner at the time. And she just looked at it, just like, oh, so you're gay? And I'm like, yeah, just like, oh, that's cool. And then that was awkward. We didn't really talk about it. We didn't really talk about it for, like, ages. And then then another time she spoke to me, she's like, oh, I really don't mind you're gay. The only thing that hurts me the most is I'm not going to get grandchildren from you. And I cracked up. It was so funny. My dad, he actually... You know, because I've been gay for a while, so I came out when I was, like, 16, and I'm now 21. My dad actually didn't find out till, like, my real dad, because my parents were divorced, so my real dad found out probably 2010, and I didn't tell him. I told my stepmother, and she goes, do you want me to tell your dad? And I was like, yeah, you can tell him, and he hasn't spoken to me about it, you know. he has said, you know, oh, you're still my son and I love you and blah, blah, blah. My stepdad, he actually didn't find out till last year. My mum and sisters knew all this, but my stepdad didn't. He was having a conversation, it was Christmas actually last year, and he was having a conversation with one of my uncles. You know, they had a bit to drink, and he was like, I think my son's gay. And I heard him, and I came out, and I was like, do you know, I heard everything you said, and he goes, oh, no, sorry, sorry. And I was like, no, I am. And he goes, oh, that's great, you're still my son. And yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
My parents really don't mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, each to their own, I say. But our family's always been like that, you know, they don't care. Whatever anyone wants to do.
That's quite funny. I think my son's gay. Yeah.
Yeah, it basically was it. I heard them talking and I was so awkward because I was with my cousin. We were in the kitchen and they were like in another room. And yeah, I was just like, he was talking about uncle. And my uncle was so funny because I was like, nah, he's not gay, he's not gay. It was real funny. And I came and I was like, do you know, I can like hear you. And I was with my cousin and I was like, can you like hear what they're talking about? She's like, yeah, go just tell him. So I just I was like, yeah, I am. He's like, oh, that's all good. So yeah, it was real funny.
What did your uncle say? Did he already know you or?
Hey?
Did your uncle already know that you
were gay? No, my uncle didn't know. Because right. I've always been the way I am. So it's sort of, they just know me as me. So to put a toddle on it, it was sort of, I don't know if they're in denial as well, because my uncle was like, no, he isn't gay. And, you know, my dad was like, I think he is.
I think he is. I know everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it was real funny. It was funny.
So you've always had support in a way, because you're always yourself.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Nothing really changed. It's real funny. Being in the church at a young age, I had a really good friend, and he's still one of my really good friends, and he, you know, because I was gay, but I hadn't told him anything, and, you know, I was going to tell him if he would have asked me, but he never asked me years after years after years. He never asked, so I was like, crap, well, you know, we've been friends for such a long time, I better tell him, you know, and it was real nervous. I was so nervous to tell him, and I just told him, and he goes, oh, you're still Dan, so it was, like, cool. Yeah, friends and family are still, everything's great, yeah.
That's good. So, you've been in relationships before?
Yes. I've been in a fair few, which is crazy.
Well, is this a few meaning like tens or what's your definition in a few?
I don't know. I've been in a few relationships. I think I haven't found the right person. Like I've never been dumped. I've never dumped, but it's always been a mutual decision where, hey, this isn't working. And, you know, obviously when you're in a relationship where you're doing something and you feel it isn't working, and you both feel that way, then it's so easy just to think. I've been in relationships where it's been a few years. I've been in relationships where it's been a few months. And then I've been in relationships where it's been a few weeks where we've thought it was, you know, the way we're supposed to go. And then, you know, after a while, you know, a couple of weeks, and you're thinking, maybe it isn't the best decision, so that is what we had to come to as a conclusion. Yeah. I don't actually, I haven't counted, so I have been so many places in the country that, yeah.
It's like a new person every day. Well, not every day, but every location.
I wish, but no, unfortunately not.
How about in Whanganui? Have you had a relationship when you've lived here?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've only had one good one, well, like one long one that I thought was right, but no. I've had about two since I was in Whanganui, which is decent, I think it's right.
Yeah. So, how do you meet other people in the community?
That's really crazy. That's hard. You're asking me all the hard questions, man.
They're all being asked.
That's real hard. Okay, how do I meet people, okay? Obviously with
closet space.
Eh?
With closet space.
Yeah, obviously with closet space. I don't actually it's not through this. This is specifically, I keep this absolutely separate to anything else. It's real crazy. That's a hard question because I know a lot of people not only in Whanganui but throughout the country. We were talking today, I was like, I know that person, I know everyone. It's real crazy. I have no idea. It basically just,
it's come towards you.
I think it's the whole Facebook thing, you know. Sometimes I add people and people add me, and then it comes into conversation, and then, hey, I'm in Whanganui, you're in Whanganui, and it's just like, whoa. People come through to the city and they're like, oh, I'm staying there, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And that's how, yeah. Other times it's just been at parties or whatever, been around the place. Whanganui has a lot of gay people, you know, people think, oh, Whanganui's, because a city is very conservative, but there are a lot of people who There are a lot of gay people here. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what is your definition of virginity?
My definition of virginity? My own personal definition?
Mm.
Okay, I think it's obviously someone who has not had sex, someone who has not had any sexual interaction. Mm. That's, yeah, basically. It's a real hard one too because, yeah, that's what I believe it is. Mm. Obviously someone who's not had sex and not had sexual interaction. I believe that someone could lose their virginity in, you know, it doesn't. I don't necessarily feel that it is sex per se, but, you know, you can intimately, you can be intimate with someone without sex, so that's sort of, you know, someone, you've given someone your heart, and that's a piece of you. It's like giving someone your body. I don't know, you know. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah. It's hard for me to say.
Have you ever experienced abusive behaviour or abuse because of your sexuality?
What do you mean?
Oh, any abuse because, like...
From me, like, from other people to me?
Yeah.
I actually haven't, no. I've never, one time, okay, it's only ever happened once. I was in Palmerston North in the square, pissed as, and I seen this girl that I know, and I was like, oh, hello, and we're, like, talking away. And then I left from her and I was walking along and there had been some guys that had walked past and obviously were hearing me talking and me and her obviously, and he came up to me and he's like, oh, are you gay? And I was like, yeah, like, because I've never been shy of it. And he randomly grabbed me by the hair and started punching me in the face.
Mm.
That's the only time that's ever happened. It's real funny because like after that happened, I was like, what the hell? Because there was about three or four of them, and then I ran to this kebab store and I was like, give me your phone, I need to ring the police. As I rang the police, because the CCTV cameras are actually all throughout the square, so there were already police, like, basically there as soon as I had left, so it was real cool. The other times I get random people will be like, faggot or whatever down the street. That really doesn't affect me in any way. A lot of people find the words faggot and homo and shit, they find it quite offensive as a gay person. I really honestly don't care, and I'm just like, yep, and proud. Or someone will walk past and be like, I think he's gay, and I'm like, yep, you thought right. So, yeah.
I love it.
I don't actually, yeah, that's the only thing. I've never really had not been any better than that, and I've been drinking with so many, you know, from gangsters to all sorts of different people. And, you know, I think that if you show respect to them, they will respect you back. I know some gay people can be quite creepy and try and come on to people that obviously don't want it. And then they can cause strife for themselves. But I feel that if there's mutual respect, if you respect people, they respect you back. So, like I've said, I've drank with, you know, gang members and gang people who... Generally, they don't drink with gay people and would, you know, beat them up, obviously, and call them bad words. But I think if you can be one of the bros and just respect them and where they're at, and I think it goes the same way. So, yeah. And, like, I've got my local bar here in Whanganui, and, you know, my bar is a lot of older people. Well, not old, like, wrinkly old, but, you know, a lot more mature people that go there. And obviously some of them aren't used to the whole gay scene. But, you know, I can walk in there, I'm hugging all the ladies in there, I'm calling everyone auntie, and this is my nan, they're not actually related to me. And I can sit with a big table with middle-aged men who know I'm gay, and, you know, they've got no problem with it because I don't invade their territory, but I become a part of them, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I respect everyone, so I think it comes back to you in the end. I don't poach.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Good, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Thanks.